Hello, welcome to another Cage Club Revisited podcast. Still don't know the order we're putting these out in. This is just me and Mike. Hello. We're doing Seeking Justice.
Sure, why not? Part of the Nolans series of Cage films. And this came out right before Trespass.
I want to say it's 2010, 2011, 2010. 2009? 2010.
I don't think it hit theaters either. I think it was video on demand territory. It's like right after Drive Angry.
No, I think if I recall, we still haven't started the movie yet, so don't hit play. This was in theaters barely. Because okay. I think we were excited that we were entering the video on demand era.
Yes.
And it wasn't. I don't remember. Right.
It was like the faux VOD phase. Right. We were almost there.
All right, we're going to start the movie. We're watching the standard DVD right now, so if you have the DVD, it's probably the same thing if it's on Netflix or whatever, so...
And that's okay, everything's good there.
Yep, we're good, I think. So, 3, 2, 1, let's get this party started. The important thing to know is that Chapter 3 in the disc is called Seeking Justice, so I don't know why... Maybe it's the first time they say it in the movie? Don't know.
Possibly. I mean, that's when the titular line is spoken.
This movie came out in 2011, right before Trespass.
Okay.
So we're slowly going backwards, because the last one we did was Trespass.
Endgame Entertainment.
Yep. This is a movie with Johnny Rowe Jones.
If you need to shut that light, you can just, do whatever you need.
The first three we recorded at my apartment. Now we're recording at Mike's house.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new environment.
We're at the Cage Club Studios sister location, I guess.
I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit.
I don't recall a lot of this. Like, for instance, this opening recording...
I don't remember a lot of this movie. This is a movie... I think this might have been the first only Cage Club podcast that we recorded in person.
Right, with Larson.
We did it here with Larson, co-host of the Monkey Club podcast, which I just watched all the movies and listened to all the episodes of. Way late, but better late than ever, and they're available at cageclub.me and facebook.com/cageclub. Anyway, Mike and I were like, we like this movie. This is a surprisingly good movie. And Larson was like, you guys are twisted...
Nuts. I remember that. Like, we unironically liked it. Like, not that it was a good, bad movie or anything. I thought it was a good movie at the time.
This might have been around the time when we coined the phrase Cageholm Syndrome.
Oh, right. We were sort of... Because we were watching them so quickly. I mean, we'll mention that a lot. But we were watching them so fast that you're right. We sort of fell prey to his charms too much, perhaps. And we're just in this groove where anything he did was amazing.
What do you call it with Keanu, where, like, we're watching it at a normal speed and then just hating it more and more as we go on?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the trick, is, like, whoever we do next, we have to keep up a faster pace, because it's just... I don't know. It's more fun, or... I don't know. You absorb it more.
Well, we did Fast with Shia, and Shia was...
Yeah, right.
It was... I mean, toward the end, though, it was like, whew!
Title card.
Yeah.
Weak title card, but there it is. No, you're right. We did that at a marathon pace, maybe even faster than some Cage at a point, but there was less of it. But
I forgot Jennifer Carpenter's in this movie. We were saying how many things we forgot about this movie.
This is a nice parade footage.
I really guess that, considering we saw this movie in, I think, no, we didn't do it January. When did we record this?
January Jones.
Had to be last fall.
Yeah. Sometime around November, because you were in town. So living in Austin, and you came home. There he is.
The man of the hour.
Maybe it was December, like Christmas time or something.
Thanksgiving. No, it was before that. No, I didn't come home for Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Definitely didn't come home for Halloween. It was either October, November. But anyway, we watched it like a year ago.
And I like his goatee.
I already forgot everybody in this movie except for Cage, January Jones.
Because of the toothbrush scene, right? Where she's brushing her teeth.
Hey, let's not talk about it.
We'll get there. He's looking good there, though. The hair, the goatee, the young wife.
As we're recording this, I'm still in mourning over the fact that Nicolas Cage was in Austin at the draft house that I spent so much time at a Cage marathon that I would have been to if I still lived in Austin. I mean, I would have sat near the front. I would have been... I probably could have had my picture taken with Cage, talked about him. I definitely would have been wearing my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been amazing.
I'm just in mourning.
Oh. The only way to get over it is
watching him dance.
Well, I was going to say a 5-film Schwarzenegger marathon tomorrow, but
even that's not going to quell my heart.
No, it might just distract you though a little bit. Look at him with the mask on, dancing, and there he is. There's a lot of Harold Perrineau.
Yep.
Matrix.
I just watched Reloaded this morning. Yep.
I can't wait till these are released and like the timeline is so off base, like for what we were talking about and referencing at the time we're recording it.
Absolutely.
It's released. That's going to be part of the fun of listening back.
It's going to be interesting. All these current events that we're talking about that are like, I don't know when, like the first one we're going to release in the 1-year anniversary, but like I don't know when this comes out. Like I don't know if we're not doing one a day. I can tell you that much. It might be one a week. It might be one every 2 weeks. It might be one a month. I don't know. So this could be anywhere from like mid August to like December. I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't even know if you're listening to this.
I'm still waiting. I'm watching the credits trying to remember who directed this. Did Cage say his that was a nice screen. Did he say his
New Orleans who dat?
Yeah, who dat?
Story by two guys I don't know.
All right, we're getting closer.
Screenplay by Biff Tannen.
By someone else, Robert Tannen. They're in love because it's slow motion. I love that.
Hey, it's me behind the mask. Roger Donaldson.
Oh, right into some compromising.
It's,
wow, that was some close reveal of January Jones. She almost went there.
Is this movie rated PG-13 or R?
Oh, man, I know so little about it. I mean, it's not like we're preparing, you know, like pages of facts and trivia to... to watch this too or anything. It's not like Weird Al's VHS.
It's rated R.
UHF commentary. That is just one of the most like fact-filled commentaries I've ever heard.
You know, I just read a article this week about the Blair Witch Blu-ray that Adam Wingard and Simon Barrett. Yeah, okay. They have a commentary on it, and it's apparently amazing because they're so like self-deprecating about how they made this movie that they thought people were going to love and just people hated.
Mm.
And it wasn't a bomb because it made the money back. It made more than, you know what I mean? Like it only
it
cost
theaters.
$5 million. But they were it's apparently a great commentary to listen to. So, you know, turn this off, turn this movie off, turn us off, and go buy the Blair Witch Blu-ray.
Well, I think recently clips of Affleck's commentary on Armageddon have surfaced. And I mean, he goes even further. I mean, he is gold on that as well.
Oh, yeah, he's a teacher in this.
Oh, nice, right.
He's a teacher in Knowing. He's a teacher in this.
He's a little...
And he can pull off a professor. I like this.
Oh, definitely. He's Professor Cage. This reminds me of... I don't know if you saw him read The Telltale Heart.
I did not, no. I'm still avoiding that because I would have...
Sorry to...
I don't know what I would have done. I would have freaked out, but like...
You might have passed out.
I would have texted you first. I would have been like, oh, my God.
I might have been there. Who knows? Like, if you were for serious still living out there and we were doing Cage Club, that would have been a mission.
Well, what's weird is that they normally do it the weekend of his birthday, which is the first weekend in January, usually. It's like the 7th. And I'm always in Vegas for that. So the first year they did this is the fourth year they did it. The first year I did it was I was still in New Jersey. All right, cool.
F-U-K-U.
F-U-K-U. And I saw it at the Yonkers Draft House. We're seeing the Schwarzenegger Marathon tomorrow. I saw the first one there. That was in 2014, so it was like the January of the year that I moved to Austin, and that was at the end of the month.
Barrett over here playing the cello.
And so the next 2 years, when I was living in Austin, they did it the weekend I wasn't in town, and then this year, they did it at the end of the month, so I would have been there. We looked up the lineup, and it would have been really good to see.
He's in on it, right? That's what we learn, is that...
Everybody's in on it.
Oh, right. It's a big... there's at least 5 people.
Movie.
Right, I told that's it. That's why I liked it, because it was after Snake Eyes, and there was like a whole Cage-spiracy sort of... There's a couple of those, if I recall. This also ends in the abandoned mall. Okay, it's all sort of flooding back, and... She's about to get brutalized, right?
Oh, God. Yeah,
not
this
cool,
is, and,
but
you know.
I guess, like.
The hungry rabbit jumps?
Oh, that's right. That's the. It's the hungry rabbit.
Is it the hungry
Dude,
rabbit?
that is so like, what did one snowman say to the other snowman?
I don't remember. Is that from this movie?
No, that's from Lost. But I'm just saying, like,
Oh,
as
what?
far
Wait, what's the punchline?
I smell carrots? Isn't that it?
I don't remember.
That was like a big Desmond and Locke had that big tit for tat going on when they broke into the hatch, I guess.
The only joke like that I have in my brain right now, because it was in the Sopranos episode I watched yesterday, is Joey Pants asks Tony Soprano and Furio,
Joey
how many
Pants.
Napolitans does it take to screw in a light bulb? And he's like, I don't know how many. And he says, oh, they don't have electricity down there. They're still working on candles. And Furio
Nice
laughs,
cipher.
and Joey Pants is like, you can use that. And they're like, no, it wouldn't translate. It's like, just like, no, it's a terrible joke.
Yeah, that's weird about comedy in foreign countries is how little like translates. I don't know. But dude, I mean, this is Harold Perrineau's. That's I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I've been pronouncing his name.
Perrineau.
Okay, this is how he distracts Cage on the night that he sets up his wife's rape. Is she? I don't know if she's entirely raped, but she's definitely
She's
like.
sexually assaulted.
Oh, she is sexually
I think
assaulted.
so.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's what causes him to seek justice, I believe, is like that
Yeah.
they go the extra mile with her. And she, again, represents just, you know,
Is there
aside from
anything?
like Cher and Raising Arizona, I feel like the women in Cage Club just, this is where they end up most of the time, is
No,
in the
well, not
hospital.
Amber Heard.
That's true. No, right,
Drive
yeah. And
Angry.
that was right before this. And, you know, even though the end, Meg Ryan kind of
Ugh.
meets her doom,
She's still in
like
a bathtub in that movie, and
she,
that loses all
yeah,
credibility.
but she is a brain surgeon or something, or a heart
Yeah.
surgeon. I totally you called me on that episode, so I was like, do you believe Meg Ryan? And you're like, well, now Mike, you're sounding just like the people in the movie.
I can't operate him. This one's my son. The doctor is a woman.
This guy looks familiar too. This doctor.
Everybody looks
He's
familiar.
doing this. Maybe this is where this kind of carries over into Trespass as sort of his Jimmy Stewart a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that. Like, this is when we're filming like 2 or 3 movies a year in New Orleans,
Yeah.
and all of the extras are the same because they all work on all the same movies. So that doctor might be in 3 Cage movies.
Oh, okay. But I remembered Chris mentioning on the
It's
Trespass.
Dexter's sister.
Oh, okay. I gotta get to Dexter because I know
No, you
that
don't.
I know Harold here from Oz. Like that's
Well, he's
he'll forever
also.
be the guy in the wheelchair for some
Well, I
reason.
haven't seen Oz, but I know him from Lost and also from Matrix.
Yeah, Michael from Lost, obviously
Walt!
Matrix. Oh man, I didn't. January Jones kind of like came out of the gate with Mad Men, if I, as far as I know.
Now she's on The Last Man on Earth,
Huh.
which is
Okay.
very good. And it's not funny anymore, really. I mean, it's still funny, but
It
it's also
turned into
now.
like a real
It's like
dramedy.
a she's like clinically depressed, and like it's how do you deal with
Oh,
that?
that's yeah.
It's
It got
heavy
real. Shit got.
for network sitcom. Like it's
Dude, that's so funny how his friend's just rubbing it in to push him over the edge. I can't wait till Guy Pearce shows up. Guy Pearce shows up like
He's gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
he's living his life in reverse. Like
Poor garbage can.
Uh-oh, he's gonna beat up the rest of the bathroom here.
Oh, I wish he was mopping it.
That was a nice transition, though. Here he comes, Guy Pearce, bald for some reason in this
Don't believe his lies. What if like Cage was tattooed in this movie like Memento?
Oh, brother. He kind of reminds me of an observer from Fringe. I don't know if you ever watched. I loved
Not
most of
yet.
those,
I
but
might. So here's my plan. So this year, we're talking about everything. At least I'm talking about everything that is in the
Yeah,
movie.
I mean, let's get, you know.
So this year, I'm watching for the first time The Sopranos, The Wire, Deadwood, Friday Night
Wow.
Lights, Mad Men, which are the
Okay.
kind of the five
Whoa.
series that people yell at me the most for having not seen.
Okay.
I
No
think
judgment.
next year, I'm gonna watch a lot of like 1 and 2 season things like I just haven't done, so just burn through a lot of stuff quickly. Then the year after that, I'm gonna do like 5 more big ones that I haven't seen. I think that's gonna include Fringe. It's gonna include Battlestar Galactica.
Wow,
It's
yeah,
gonna
I never saw that.
include 6 Feet Under. It's gonna, maybe, you know, a couple more.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff I watched when it aired. Deadwood I've watched like three times in its entirety. It's probably one of my favorite shows. I really enjoyed that first season of Wayward Pines. I never watched the second season.
Season 2 is good. Season 1 is better, but season 2 is good.
I've been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion. season 2 of 12 Monkeys. It's awesome. Love that show. The Expanse just started back up. Anyway, Seeking Justice is
going
on
here. Why did
we
like this movie so much?
Why did we like this movie? Because
it
was a taut thriller. He might be wearing eyeliner. They're doing a whole thing here where they are complete opposites. Like, Cage has the hair and the goatee, and this guy Pierce is clean-shaven and bald and stuff. He's like a blank slate.
Makeup, no makeup.
He looks like Hitman to me, except minus the barcode on his neck.
Speaking of Deadwood, Timothy Olyphant as Hitman.
Yes, yeah. Also, speaking of Deadwood, I'd love to see Cage in a Western. I thought of how to work Keanu into a Western.
Oh, yeah? Well, he's in...
He'd be a
so
Northern
he's in the
Trapper.
Bad Batch, which is okay. Kind of sort
all
of
right.
Western-y.
I haven't, we'll get there, but... Yeah, I mean, he could be, like, you know, from Quebec and be a trapper from the north. Like, they always run into those guys in Westerns and stuff. He wouldn't even have to, like, fake an accent. That's what's great about this, too. I forget why, but there's, like, the time crunch. Oh, I remember what it is. It's kind of like the box where it's, like, if you do this... You have to, someone else, you do this, we do this for you, you have to do something for us, and it's like a chain letter. Like, you can't break the cycle. You become part of the conspiracy, right? Like,
sure,
just like
yep.
An agent, and eventually you shave your head and approach people in hospitals after setting up their
Man,
wife's
it's too
rape.
Soon. It's just too soon. Like, I understand that, like, he's caught in the moment of grieving, but, like,
yeah.
Take a step back, Guy Pearce.
I don't, because the guy that they want to murder is there. It's the reporter, right? And he found out basically about
I don't
them.
Remember.
Yeah, so it's. It doesn't seem like a time crunch, and it seems a little weird that there's only kind of one going on at a time, or maybe that's the other thing. They're all going on at the same time.
Yeah. If you want to murder your wife's assaulter, buy this candy bar. We'll know you. We know what that means.
Yeah, Larson didn't like that sequence, if I recall, too. I was like, man, I mean, maybe
it's
kind of heavy,
but it's pretty cool.
I thought it was all right because he's super paranoid. And
we get that great scene that's coming up with him and, like, the security guard.
Yeah. All this hospital stuff is a little... I understand, it's a little slow. It takes a while to set up, but they don't have a lot of time to do it. Maybe that's why he approaches him so quickly. And the rest of the movie is...
Kind of in real time.
On the run, right?
Isn't it real time? It's not really in real time.
Not really real time, but it's like a lot... He has to get to a lot. Like, a lot really has to happen. He like, full-on breaks into the newsroom at the newspaper, right?
Yep.
And, like... Trick some girl that works there to think that he works there. I mean,
we'll get to it.
Does the underpass chase? Oh yeah, here we are at the vending machines.
There's a hitman wannabe.
Is that guy in on it though? I mean,
I do feel like maybe. Everybody in this movie is in on it.
But then, okay, so here's a good question:
you're not paranoid if they really have to get you.
No, but that's if everybody's in on it, why hide it? In the first place, like, everybody's in on it. What is there to hide? Why are they tricking him? And why in any conspiracy movie? Like, if everybody's in on it, like that. I mean, I understand.
I think
it's
it would be really
that
funny
simple,
if that
but...
vending machine, like, spit its dollar back out.
If this got stuck, if the candy got stuck and he was shaking it. Yeah.
Why is everybody trying to hide it? I don't know. Maybe because they're playing a game.
Yeah, it's just some kind of sick thrill, right?
Because if the security guard is watching him buy candy bars, then I understand that there's nothing happening in this room.
But it could be to, like, report back to Guy Pearce, you know? He could be, okay, like, he bought the right one. Not the, you know, he's on, it's on. he bought more than one, like he should have.
Hey man, I just like chocolate.
Yep.
Everybody in the South is so friendly.
That's what Cage loves about it. He is bringing it in this movie, though. You know, he's pretty on. It looks like he's having a lot of fun, like when he was dancing earlier, and here he's really, you know, he's got his faces working, right? He was doing the crying by the bedside, and now he's doing the wondering what's happening to him.
Now, I understand that this was the first, basically, even though we established that it was basically the first VOD movie that he did. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Larson had seen all of the other movies after this, if he still would have hated this movie. Because this movie is so much better than a lot of the stuff that he's about to do in his career.
Yeah, I mean, I like this, I still like this more than Trespass. It's got more going on. I mean, but, you know, you're talking to the guy whose new, you know, his most latest guilty pleasure, well, aside from Street Night, which I only just watched yesterday, but that is one of the best movies ever, Stolen. Like, I lost it from beginning to end watching that. I just think that movie's a riot.
Joe, too, on Zack Attack, just mentioned Stolen for some reason. I was like, what are you? He brought up Stolen. I don't remember if that was in the Charlie St. Cloud episode. Or if that was in the Entourage episode that's coming out as a bonus later this month as we're recording it.
Maybe a cast
member or something.
Or something.
But he was just like, what's that episode? Or I might have been talking to that girl that we met, the film club girl.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't know about, listener, but that's fine. Don't worry about it. He was talking about that as like a bad movie that he likes. But like, I like that movie too. Plus, I just love Malin Ackerman. So like...
But that movie, I realize, is ridiculous. Like, I find that as, it's a guilty pleasure. Like, I don't really think it's a good movie, you know. I just think it works. It's, I don't know. Whatever. We'll get to that. I can't wait for that commentary. I hope we have a guest for it.
I don't remember. Let me look that up.
So this guy was in Cage's position. He's like the previous,
yes.
You know, yeah. The Hungry Rabbit
jumped for him a while ago.
Yeah.
So what's the thing? They just kill a bunch of, like, are they killing bad people?
Well, they're... I think
we're
going to
find out.
The organization started that way, that they're killing lowlives and pushers and pornographers and, you know, real 8mm territory. And now it's just whoever they want dead, like reporters, you know, because they're onto them. And ex-wives, maybe.
Right.
Cousins who owe them money.
It's just like Brotherhood of Justice. Like, oh yeah, man. Like that girl. Like that guy. Like looked at my girlfriend.
Oh, I tried to get the subtitles on in time to see the Hungry Rabbit.
We did barely. It was perfect.
I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but
we definitely should have had subtitles on the first three things we did.
Nice reaction.
Although I guess really this is only like the second movie that we've done because we did mm-hmm. Best of Times, which. The YouTube rip didn't have subtitles, and then the documentary we didn't need subtitles on that,
yeah,
because it just been like Kevin Smith being like beep boop boop bloop bloop bloop,
and Trespass,
which we should have had subtitles on for.
That's got to be a tough. Oh, she looks busted.
That's not nice.
No, well, like she's got that big black eye and stuff. It's good. That's a compliment to the filmmaking. I felt the makeup and stuff.
Man, she really got assaulted.
That's kind of good bed acting. I mean, you don't really have much to go on.
This movie's not bad. I mean, it's not good, but it's not bad.
It gets, parts like this get melodramatic, but these are the only parts. Later
it
gets
fine.
Real... No, I'm saying it creates sort of this false sense of, like, slowness, because I really feel like later it turns into a different type of movie. Where he's, like, really running around a lot and chasing things, and it's, like, he's getting shot at and jumping off of bridges. It pulls kind of a switcheroo on you. You're like, oh, is he just going to be taking care for the rest of the film, or what's going to go on? But don't they do a massive time jump pretty soon?
Well, she's not beat up for long.
And that's a thing that happened a lot. Here we go. A little montage.
I I think I remember being really sad that you have like this beautiful woman in your movie, and then like you just dress her up in like ugly makeup because she got assaulted. Also, like rape in movies is the easiest, cheapest, lamest way to like engender feelings and emotions.
Well, I remember not thinking there was much original in the end here going on, but I did just kind of like the way it came together. I don't know what I was thinking. Here we go. We just dipped to black for a really long time.
Coming soon, Nicolas Cage in The Runner.
Runner, runner.
6 months later. The Runner, terrible movie. I just looked it up. Zach is coming on Stolen. So Zach, I think, was on the podcast for Stolen. Cool. I think he liked that movie so much that he wants to do the...
Oh, nice. Yeah, The Runner, I was thinking about watching Deepwater Horizon. Oh, man.
Oh, they're both New Orleans movies. Or at least, you know, Gulf of Mexico.
Well, yeah, and they're also just like about... Yeah, it's like the BP spill.
Also that.
Thing, yeah. There, see, she's totally... You know, it only took 6 months, and she's more beautiful than ever. She wants to arm herself.
She has to have asked for a gun before this. Like, it's not like just like 6 months later, she's like all of a sudden like, alright, I'm ready for a gun.
I wish we had a little more of like a montage to see her like in therapy, maybe group, or like going to the, you know, physical therapist or something. It's fine, but I'm gonna get like two or three of those.
Oh, poo on you.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, so this is where he gets called away. I love scenes like this in movies.
Oh, right, yes.
When,
But I do. Before we get into it, hold on, I want to make sure you point out billiards, very big thematic element.
Yeah, I'm glad
in
you
Cage
stopped
Club.
Me. Yeah, absolutely. And turning out to be pretty prevalent in Keanu Club.
Yes, very much so. Okay, so yeah, he gets
cool
called away.
Cool in films, I mean, especially like, yeah. No, I just love in movies where, like, this guy is just kind of out and then sees someone he knows and, like, the situation, like, he has to hide the whole thing from whoever he's with. Like, it'd be his date or his partner or whoever. And,
this
moment right here.
I love, like, you've seen Mr. Right, right? With Sam Rockwell?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that whole scene where they're on the date
and
he goes outside and has to kill the guy?
Yeah.
And he comes back and he's just like, yeah, I just had to kill a guy. She's
right,
like, oh,
right.
Like, ha, 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 you're so funny.
That's, like, the ultimate, right, that I feel like that's the satirical version of the moment, because I mean it's not an original moment or anything, it always works for me though, no matter what movie I feel. But here they put him on like a scavenger hunt.
Why?
Just to be covert and
like that vendor, that convenience store clerk, that bodega guy is definitely in on it, right?
everyone's oh, there's the same bald guy from the hospital. I didn't notice that the first time.
Oh, from the waiting room, right?
Yeah. It would be great if the security guard was driving.
Keep in mind, she's still at the pool table by herself.
Yes.
It's 6 months after getting assaulted and raped by a stranger. She's alone in public.
Just leaves her at
for
that bar.
Minutes.
It's been movie time, probably 5 minutes, you know, to go across the street, buy some gum. Why didn't Guy Pearce just show up at the bar like he should have, like in a better movie? And make it... It would be more tense for me, the viewer.
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
And
you have
like,
Cage go to the bar, and he's there.
Yeah.
And Cage is like, uh-oh, like, my wife's here.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have to talk. And then they just go to the bathroom or something.
Or, yeah, and the wife comes over and introduces herself, and Cage is like, oh, honey, like, we gotta go.
And they knew each other.
Like, there's ways... Like, that's... They kind of ruined...
And she totally buys it. This is not the same character who wanted
you know
the gun.
Maybe she's
ago.
Packing. Maybe that's why she's
pepper spray.
Like, yeah, maybe she has the pepper spray, so maybe she's feeling like, oh, don't, I'm okay being left alone. Oh, I wish we saw him play that bass in this movie. But there's like a mandolin. I think I saw, I'm not joking, there was a small guitar.
Well, we know that Stanley Goodspeed's a Beatlemaniac.
But Captain Corelli.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking the bass led me to Beatlemaniac, and then Captain Corelli's mandolin. terrible car.
I was just thinking, you cannot really, it's not like you can tell this is the 50s by the cars. Like, what year is this by the cars? You cannot, it doesn't matter.
Santa Claus, North Pole.
All right, here he is out and about.
Oh, this is all part of the conspiracy, too, that, like, he's in all these places where things happen.
Yeah, he's being framed at the same time something. God. They want it to be everything. I think that's why it didn't work, or why maybe why Larson didn't like it, is because ultimately they can't decide on the reason for the conspiracy. We'll find out. I know it had something to do with that damn reporter. There, I think that's the guy. And they're like, okay, this guy is like a bad dude, but he's really a...
He's at the rhinos, blah, 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 blah. You have to go over to the rhino museum or rhino exhibit and, like, watch him do things. There we go. Hungry rabbit jumps. If we don't have to watch 5 Arnold movies tomorrow, this is definitely a movie where you could turn the drinking game into whenever they say that phrase, take a shot.
Yeah.
Although you would... It's bad. It would be bad.
You'd be annihilated at the end of it. Absolutely. You would be crawling to bed.
You could just maybe take like a big swig of beer or something.
Yeah.
It's so creepy to be a single guy alone at a zoo, and you're looking for a family, which is just like a single mom and 2 young girls. Like,
yeah, there are a few places you could kind of go by your... Like, I feel the movie theater, you're safe, but...
That's just because you're sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
Here, it's woo.
And he's clearly eyeing on her, you know.
Not watching the elephants at all. Oh, and now there's somebody
the
filming
guy.
Her
it's
and filming
blackmail.
Him looking at her.
They're setting him up. Because... there's no, you know, there's no monetary payment. You pay with your life. You know what also is kind of weird is that Guy Pearce is like, we could find the guy who did this.
Yep.
And then gets Cage to, like, take care of it for himself. What did Guy Pearce even really... Like, I would assume Guy Pearce would come and be like, I'll kill the guy for you. For like X amount of dollars or a favor or something like that. But instead it seems like they're getting him to kill... I don't know.
Well, the last guy killed his guy. It's always like the next one does the previous one does the next one. It's like a slightly complicated... Because you also have to think that Cage is not the only hungry rabbit jumping right now.
Yes,
that
yes,
he's got like a network
yes.
of like...
You're right.
Like it's like a chain letter. So like Guy Pearce... did favors for 6 people, and then those 6 people are going to do favors for 6 other people. How many people did I meet on the way to St. Ives?
It's like a pyramid scheme of doom. Oh.
This guy's in on it.
Everyone, yep, absolutely. He's like, you take this or they're going to kill my wife.
At what point, as Cage, do you have to realize, like, oh, everybody I run into is, like, in on things. Like, why are you even having arguments with that guy?
See, it would have been cool if there was something like he was like, this might be going too far, but, like, if he was somehow, like, hypnotized, I mean, is it that far-fetched? You see it in, like, Now You See Me, where, you know, people touch you at certain places and, like, say certain things, and then later they activate you or something.
Well, this is a spoiler for the video game BioShock, so... If you haven't played BioShock yet and you want to, don't listen to this, but, like, they basically hypnotize you in that game. Not you, but, like, the character. That would you kindly is, like, a trigger word, and that, like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, would you kindly whatever. So, like, Hungry Rabbit jumps, you could
perfect.
Be like, I'm just, whoa.
Yeah, you can go all, like, Winter Soldier or something. That's so funny. I would have said, you know, 10 years ago, Manchurian Candidate would have been the reference, but now it's Winter Soldier for me. And I don't know what I've seen Guy Pearce in recently. Prometheus, under all that makeup and stuff, but he was barely in that movie, but he seems a little wasted recently.
Has he been in Christopher Nolan movies recently, since Memento? I feel like I've seen him in things.
It's amazing that he wasn't, like, the Riddler or something. It would have been.
His top four on IMDb are Memento, L.A. Confidential, Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah, the Mandarin.
Yep, the real Mandarin, and the Hurt Locker.
Magic jumps. Crying out loud. That's like half the script now, from now on, is the Hungry Rabbit jumps.
Oh, he was in Results.
Okay.
You see Results?
I haven't.
Results is very good.
By at the time of this
He was in Equals, which is not good.
All right.
He was in The Rover, which was really good. Did you see The Rover?
Yes, I did. Give me back my dog. That's another...
he was in Lockout, which
took
I
my
loved.
Cat and my dog. Lock, what was he in?
Lockout, which is like Escape from New York.
Oh, yes.
Space.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So, aside from the world, you know, talk about bad CGI, that motorcycle chase in the opening when he's like, I don't know, it's really bad, but I do like that movie.
In Lockout?
Yeah, like the way they catch him.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, so like in the very opening, it's like this extremely horrible CGI bike chase where like he's evading the cops and everything. Anyway, there was like some lawsuit in France against the director, and it was apparently they ruled that he plagiarized Escape from New York.
Oh, boy. Well, it is.
Yeah, but I mean.
Oh, also since Prometheus, he was in Lawless.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shia.
We watched that for
movies.
Shia. Okay, cool. Hey, he's just, you know, he disappears in his roles, I suppose. Oh, someone slashed his tire.
And he's in other stuff that I haven't seen.
Here he goes. This is the overpass thing. It's the first attempt at taking this guy out.
Spoiler alert, does not happen. Otherwise, this movie would be 45 minutes long.
Bus driver's so in on it.
Is this bus from Speed?
Yeah. Could be. No, wrong state.
Where's Alan Ruck?
Oh, man, that would be funny if he was just like,
if
I love,
on,
man.
Did you sit there in Cage?
The traffic from the airport was terrible, but I can't wait to go to Mardi Gras. That'd be so funny, just like... Hey, the graveyard where Cage has his tomb pre-bought that he will rest in peace in.
Hey, you're in on it. Look at all these Dutch angles for no reason.
Well, because... Oh,
everything's
yeah,
twisted.
It is, yep. I don't remember them from last time, but... Subtle.
Every time there's some... Maybe that's it. Every time there's somebody in the conspiracy, it's a Dutch angle.
Oh, we gotta keep out. Keep watch from now on.
Which would mean, in that Aging theory, glasses. This entire classroom is not in on it.
No, I think the kids are not in on it. They have their own things going
not
on.
Not yet.
Nope.
But all their moms and dads are in on it.
Possibly. They're old enough. I mean, these kids definitely can tell something's up with Teach.
This classroom reminded me of the classroom in Snowpiercer with Allison Pill as the teacher. Rumble, rumble, rattle, rattle, we will never die.
It reminded me of the class in Donnie Darko because it's like a private school and it kind of had like the tears. And
I haven't seen Donnie Darko in forever.
Me neither. But,
and all Chris Mattiello does, host of Now and Again, go listen to Now and Again. I'm going to slowly plug all of our podcasts.
I love how
show.
He's just like screaming in front of school, I am not a killer,
yeah.
to some stranger in front of a school bus.
And he's a teacher, like, whatever. But
get the hell out of my life.
All Chris Mattiello does is talk about how bad Donnie Darko is, so.
Well, yeah, how it didn't hold up for him, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a good.
What about S. Darko?
10 years. Never watched it. Don't have any
probably
desire.
Probably good. I mean, probably good not to watch it, not probably good as a good movie.
I know that, he came out and said he actually wants to make a proper sequel at some point, but who knows what Gyllenhaal's up to. It'd be funny if there was like a multiverse of them.
I still want to do Gyllenhaal's Anonymous for a podcast just because I love the name. I don't really have any interest in like seeing all their movies.
Prince of Persia, I'm looking at you.
Or like
Brothers, where his brother is Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. And they think he's dead in Iraq or at war, and so he marries or gets with his brother's wife. but then his brother shows up alive. Oh, here we go. This is the version I like, where he like shows up at dinner.
Oh my god. Oh, I could write this movie. You know what I hate about movies? When I guess the next line?
Who shows up at dinner and is like, yeah, that guy just got murdered. Enjoy your meal. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Does he ever say Simon Says in this movie?
That's the whole thing.
It is, right? I don't remember that, though.
I forgot that until I forgot his name was Simon. But yeah, that's the whole thing.
Wait. This guy, why does she not think he is the weirdest person she's ever
met?
Because
he's a handsome man who looks like Guy Pearce and says he's friends with Cage.
But he, okay, so Guy Pearce is handsome in real life, but he doesn't look good in this movie. He looks like a weirdo with, like, he's wearing, he looks like, they look like something like Black Ops agents or something. I don't know. Like someone either in the CIA or Navy SEALs. Like somewhere in the middle there.
Well, you know.
Because they're like, they seem military, but yet, I don't care.
But yet relatable.
Yeah. I'm just going to mention murder, sit down at your table.
I'm surprised they don't have like four or five locks on their door. They just have the one lock. Because she was so insistent on, like, did you lock the door? Like, add a couple more locks. Add a chain lock.
Oh, well, maybe she's...
Maybe they rent.
Maybe. Uh-oh. Why do we even have doors, man? I mean...
What? Oh, more important question. Why do two adults with no kids have those magnetic letters on their refrigerator?
That is an excellent point, because the director wanted it. Wanted that moment. Oh, man, what an insult to injury. Are they trying? There's no one even a mention of, like, trying to have kids or a kid anywhere or anything. Oh, well, he is a school teacher, so, like, that's a stretch because his students aren't in kindergarten or anything.
Also, he's not hanging out with the students in their their apartment. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's like, why is he acting so weird? He's been acting weird for days and days and days. What is going on?
He's been acting weird for 6 months.
I gotta go call my sister. So, okay, wait. That's another thing. They waited 6 months after he bought the two candy bars to contact him, to activate him?
I think what happened, and this is me
guessing, totally skipped over
is he bought the candy bars, and that sealed the deal for the previous Cage. That was like, okay, we're going to kill the guy. So here's your mission.
Okay.
Then they sort of waited on Cage until they had a new thing that they needed to do.
Got it.
So, like, the candy bars activated him, and he was sort of on deck. So I think whether that was going to be the next week or 6 months or 5 years later or whatever, it was going to be Cage is ready. Whether he wants to do it or not, like, he bought the candy bar. Okay.
There we go. That's why it's R. They say fuck a bunch.
This guy's in on it. Dutch angle. Dutch angle. A little bit.
I just roam around underground parking garages, you know, checking out people's cars. He was the only car in that entire parking lot, too.
Yep.
Did you know the door was open? Did you know it?
She's so spacey. Like, this is not the same woman who's been paranoid.
Well, she feels fine now that she has the pepper spray.
I guess.
I'm telling you.
It says choose again.
Again. That was a great look of him. There it is. Brushing her teeth.
So when we recorded the podcast episode for this, I said something like, I could watch January Jones brush her teeth forever. Because she's so cute in the scene.
Yeah.
And it's just like a thing that you don't see. Like, Cage shaves in like 12 movies. But nobody really brushes their teeth in movies. And this is just like she looks cute, and she's like doing like a thing you never see people do. And I said something, and I was like, "We need to edit that out because I can't let that in." If you're listening to a 105-minute commentary about a straight to DVD movie from 2011, I'm gonna air all my dirty laundry about January Jones.
I have three things to say about that. One, I think it's great because it's a natural moment, and you don't see that a lot in movies. And you know, there's really no reason to show that. It's just a nice thing to include that grounds it a bit.
Number two,
there's the scene in Pulp Fiction I think of when the Bruce Willis segment where she gives him oral pleasure and then he wakes up and she's been brushing her teeth all night from it. And then there's a good scene in Bring It On when...
I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh, Bring It On is great. Where Kirsten Dunst, Spider-Man again, is sleeping over Elijah Dushku's house for the first time and is kind of into her hot brother and they're brushing their teeth in the bathroom at the same time. They kind of have like a toothbrush brushing contest.
Oh, that's, no, that seems weird. I mean, I just watched Clueless for the first time, and, like, the fact that she gets her stepbrother is still weird to me.
My brother married his stepsister. They're not related by blood. It's just when my mom got remarried, her husband had kids, and my brother and one of them happened to get married. We're getting personal here.
That was way more personal than me thinking that January Jones brushing her teeth is cute. That's a whole other level... Sure.
It's clueless.
As if.
I'm sure it doesn't happen as sporadically as you may imagine. Here we go. The underpass.
Underpass is under the highway.
But it's got the over thing, too.
It's under the overpass.
The bridge sequence. So this is the reporter.
Yep. He just throws a bike. Man, if I was driving a car... Okay, a couple things here. If I was driving a car and a bicycle fell from the heavens and hit the front of my car, I would never drive again. Secondly, they threw a bike off onto a crowded road... They cut back to them fighting. They cut back to the highway. Traffic has not stopped.
Nope.
So there's just a bike laying in the middle of the road, and it's like it's not there.
No, yeah. I think that might...
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what you've been saying the last 2 minutes. Two minutes. All your dirty laundry's not aired.
Well, it might be. We'll see what got through. You might have to check that, but that happens, folks. That's what happens on commentaries. So you accidentally hit the mute button. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. I mean, that might be a little that might be because of like the special effects or the choreography or something like that, but it is kind of strange. I mean, it's one of the least strange things going on in this movie. He's at school watching the Color Guard rehearsal, the band. Wait, that guy died from that fall?
He fell off a bridge onto a truck and like, yeah. Is this the FUKU guy? It is.
Oh, he struck a student.
Well, he just got called a gay slur.
True. This was 2011?
Yeah.
3 weeks. Now he'd be fired.
ACLU would be on him. No.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. That seemed like a private school, though.
That's not... Look at that classroom. That's not a private school.
Okay. Well, the kids were in uniform, it seemed. What do I know? I went to public school.
Oh my god.
So that's her necklace from the night and it went missing. And Guy Pearce gave it to him as proof or something. I've been kind of following this. I've been trying.
The assaulter took that off her and he got it back. And she
there
found it. Yeah, that was the proof that like they did it. The job was done. I think even if cabs go away in real life, which they won't, they'll never leave movies because, like, it's it makes more sense to get in a cab than, like, oh, like, let me just fire up an Uber. Like, they, you know, if you're in a movie like Nerve or another millennial movie, sure, like, you can have people be like, oh, like, let's get an Uber or whatever. But, like, in a movie like this, like, when you're basically selling to an audience that doesn't use Uber.
Cab's a big part of Stolen.
Yeah, very much so.
I agree with that, yeah.
Dutch angles, Dutch angles. Not just a low angle, but that was a Dutch angle as it sort of twisted.
I feel like something's really got to permeate the like society to stick, to make it into movies. I don't know. I feel like they've given up. Like in the 90s a lot, it felt like they threw everything into films because it was new and flashy and stuff. And so you can go back and be like, well, that doesn't exist. That does, that didn't last long. Like they referenced something that just, you know, never made it. I feel like you get a lot less of that these days. You get a lot more product placement and things like Sony films and stuff like that. But I feel like since like Google and stuff, nothing has really sort of hit. What a, man. There's the footage.
Cage is not good at hiding the fact that he just murdered a man in semi-cold blood accidentally.
So this is funny, this interrogation scene, he's being interrogated, but then he'll be on the other end in Port au Call, New Orleans. Another in the New Orleans anthology. Some good interrogation scenes in that.
And also kind of in the frozen ground a little bit.
A little bit.
Alaska, New Orleans.
Ho-ro. That's all I remember from it.
Ho-stro? Ho-ro.
Wasn't it Ho-ro or something like that?
Ho-ro made more sense. I think it's Ho-stro because I think this didn't make sense. Now it's just like, I don't know what this means.
Hmm.
He's so baffled. Like, how could this happen? Well, you mess with the devil. You mess with the devil, you're going to get burned. Or you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Like, don't accept favors. Don't buy candy bars from Guy Pearce.
I mean, they're in on it, so they're just giving him sort of, like, the runaround. Right? Like, they're just...
Oh, right. Aren't they about to say, like, the hungry rabbit jumps? Or do they say it to him, or does he say it to them?
I think it comes out, and it's like... They're it's like Fight Club. It's like the magic word, you know? It's
oh, sorry, Mr. Durden.
Exactly. It's like, it's under control, you know? Wink, wink. Don't have the soup today.
I would suggest the lady does not order the soup.
Marla. Man, they're just going to leave him in there with the computer.
I just want to watch Fight Club now.
He could be a hacker.
I haven't been fucked like that since the third grade.
They just mentioned married, no kids. Okay, so I feel like that's a drop thread somewhere in a previous draft, or there's something going on. Like, maybe they were trying for kids, and then she got assaulted, and she got kind of, you know, turned off because, you know, or
maybe
he
in a darker universe, like, he, like, messed up her... Like,
right.
Like, because of the assault. I don't know if that can happen. Maybe it can.
Yeah, it can, that, like, you know, I don't know. Like, any kind of, right, massive trauma to that area can do damage.
This guy is in on it. This is the hungry rabbit jumps guy that lets him
go. Okay, yep. But yeah, I think that would have worked a little more.
Maybe they had a dead kid.
That'd be, I mean, something, because there needs to be something more for the... amount of
for the letters and... for the magnetic letters on the refrigerator.
Yeah, that too. I'm just really something, like, if she, or maybe if she was, you know, they found out she was pregnant,
a hungry rabbit what jumps
my
hungry
favorite
jumps.
Color is it's 20 questions, mister. Purple.
Yes,
Cage's favorite color.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's like, I can't fucking believe this. I'm in. Is this really? So he's going through lots of stages right now, and like right now, does he think? I'm trying to think what he's thinking.
He's got to be thinking that Guy Pearce is above the law, just like Steven Seagal.
Because it's like the cops, even the cops, you know? Like, I'm going to get away with
it. But he
murder.
Owns the cops.
Yeah. Or at least... So does Cage think he can actually get away with it? Or does he still wants to expose them. He's like, why are they letting me go? They know that I'm not cool with this. Like, now I feel like, okay, it's a new game. Can you get to your wife before we do, or something? Or we know you messed up. We're thinking so much harder than the people who made
this. Well, also at the same time, like, if you are innocent, are you going to run away? I mean, I guess you look guilty, but, like, you are innocent.
Yeah, but it's all the cop. This reminds me of Next, by the way, where he's just blatantly walking through a cop station and no one's finding him. Oh, man, maybe I'll like it more next time, but next time. But that movie pissed me off. Oh, God. Like, it had cool moments, I'll give it that. I like the premise, but I just feel like they screwed it over. I'm surprised that cop didn't just throw him the keys to a cop car and be like, "Hungry rabbit jumps."
Zach also picked Next. I think Zach was
he
Zach
liked that.
On? Yeah,
yeah.
I like Next. Next was the movie that my dad was watching when it was like first on cable, I think.
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, Nicolas Cage is a bad actor. I don't want to watch this." Blah blah blah. And now I'm like, "Oh, now we all know what I feel about him."
I wish she was having an affair. I wish somebody was doing one or just a little more was. I wish just there was just a little more this time around going on
with January Jones.
Yeah, or
well, I also want to know
them.
Why, mm-hmm. you know, Jennifer Carpenter, aka Dexter's sister, is still barely in this movie.
Really, really, she just walked out of that scene, right? Where could she have come in? I mean, she's probably in on it. Obviously, she's in on it. But how is she in on it? I want to really know. That's a payphone.
That's one thing. So aside from the fact that, like, Sopranos has a lot of, like, pop music drops, like they had Britney Spears playing, like, in a taco place or whatever... Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this does not age well. They have so much reliance upon payphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was like the mafia's secret weapon.
Like, I just watched the episode where... I mean, I think the first episode of season 3, the FBI sneaks into his basement and like installs the wire in that lamp. And I was just in the episode where Meadow takes a lamp to college and I laughed so hard. Because the FBI agent has to go back to his boss and just like... The wire's been neutralized. He's like, what are you... What?
He broke into school to look this guy up, the reporter that died, that he killed. Well, it was self-defense, kind of. He was trying to warn the guy, and he got a bike thrown at him.
In Cage's defense, he said, I want to talk, and then the guy threw a bike at him. Like...
But in this guy's defense, he knew he was being followed by a secret society of weirdos, maniacs, psychos.
Who don't have a choice to do anything but murder. You know what I mean? Like, if he knows who these people are, he knows that, like, he's going to be killed, so.
It's great how he just happens to be there on the night that they're vandalizing the school. Well, clearly, no.
Say what, Miss G?
That's hilarious. No, I saw you. it's like, why? Wait, that's the. Like, that's not how it should work. Like, you never saw us, I never saw you. It's like, no, I'm the guy you're scared of. Like, I saw you, but you didn't see me.
No, because, like, if he says, I saw these kids vandalized in school, they could be like, yeah, well, he was there, he wasn't
supposed
to be
there.
No, I
mean, obviously he's not going to go and report them, but I just mean to keep scaring them and to keep, the, you know, just to be like...
No, it's
the
like
guy
a scratch. I think it's fine. This movie has many
too
flaws.
Cool.
That's not a flaw for him, this movie.
He's being too cool to the guy he punched in the face and that came back to school on the same night he broke in to vandalize the place.
That's just proof that Edwin's in on the conspiracy.
I don't know. I think the kids are innocents, and that's why they don't have one, is because it would be wrapped up in the conspiracy.
Dun, dun, dun!
Now where is he? Oh, okay. Here's the rehearsal spot. Maybe Dexter's sister will show back up.
She's back at the ball, I think, maybe?
That's something about Cage, is that he didn't have a lot of relatives in his films, you know.
Yes.
Trapped in Paradise, he has the two
brothers.
Oh,
this was his first sister or something. Wasn't that big deal? Like, we're like, this
is... And she's on the phone, and then he has a sister in Knowing that we only see at the very end.
And she dies.
And she dies in a solar flare. Which is kind of great.
I feel like... We're not going to, because I don't remember what we talked about, but I feel like at the beginning of each episode, we need to like add a thing like, here's the things we completely spoil the shit out of.
Yeah.
Bioshock, Knowing.
Oh, right. Well, we don't
season
know.
3 of The Sopranos. Like,
we don't know until after the fact, but I guess we could.
Maybe we'll start now. Just make notes of, like, things that we point out that we spoil. Liner notes.
Liner notes. Or just a general spoiler warning up front for everything.
Yeah, when we record... Well, I don't know. That's impossible, because it's like, hey, don't listen to these if you don't want anything spoiled. Like, we're not going around saying, like, Soylent Green is people, they run Earth all along.
No,
those
are
movies
old...
are from the 60s.
Yeah, well,
I
just...
I can't believe Planet of the Apes is 50
Heston.
Years old.
Yeah. And holds up. I mean, it's, you know, the ideas and themes are just as relevant today.
I just don't know why everybody on the planet is mad at everybody about everything.
Because apes rule the world. I mean, what is there to be happy about? Even the apes are angry.
But why are they angry?
Because the wrong apes are in charge. Why are there so many angry humans in our society? The wrong humans are in charge.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a madhouse, Joey. A madhouse. Oh, this is his Irish wake here going on at
right.
the bar.
How does he get out of the situation? He like gets in the hot water, then gets out of hot water, doesn't he? Or
well, because no? he bumps into cops that aren't in on it, and then doesn't he bump into someone?
Man, I don't remember. I guess we'll find out.
In on it. Look at him, he gave him the finger. I, tis was a writing laddie, writing for the paper. I. Someone ID'd him. Oh, this is hilarious, you know, because they're reporters, right? And he's not, that's it, and... They could tell, like, what a shitty reporter he's being. Like, you don't belong here. When in doubt, just blurt it out, right? Just...
Well, I guess the thinking is... Although, maybe not. Like, he says, you know, this guy's our new friend as long as he keeps buying. Maybe he's bought them each 3 or 4 shots, and, like, he feels like they're loosey-goosey enough.
Could be, but they look like hard drinkers to me. And they're at a wake, technically, so they're loaded. Right. See you. See you next time. We fill in Nolans. are tying one on.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're Irish. Their friend just died. They're not paying for the alcohol. Why would you not drink unlimited alcohol?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And two of them are, like, in their 50s or 60s. Like, how much more time do you have, really?
But now they're really blabbing, like, blabbing their mouths. It just seems like now they're just like, oh, yeah, he was even about to report it. Like, it's all written up. He keeps it in his desk. And it's like they gave him...
They sobered up so quickly.
Yeah, and they kind of gave him a whole lot of information and then turned on him. Or like, knew that he wasn't down, but gave him a bunch of information anyway.
I mean, he probably did spend, like, $100 on alcohol for them. So, like, they could give him something.
Yeah, I guess
also,
so.
Also, like, the thing he was, like, asking about, they basically said, yeah, like, he, you know, he's a loony. He's Looney Tunes.
Cage on the run. These guys are... They're, like, screw being discreet. Just get the guy. Just
oh, I remember.
It.
This is, like, a cool chase scene.
Yeah, this is back on the underpass. Overpass?
It's on a different level, I can tell you that much.
It's another
car stunt. Because somebody gets, like, run over, don't they?
Probably this dude that's chasing him. But, yeah, I remember they were running out in the cars before. That's what I thought was going to happen before when they fell over the walkway. I thought it was this part. Well, this reminds me of Birdie when they were getting pigeons under there by the highway.
Oh, Birdie.
Oh, man. I could totally see Matthew Modine playing the Guy Pearce role.
Matthew Modine from Funky Monkey? Episode 9 of Monkey Club?
Oh, man.
Go listen to Monkey Club. What other podcasts have I not plugged yet? I guess just Keanu Club. We got to come up with a way to lump Keanu in here.
I don't know. I might have.
Oh no, we talked about Speed? Matrix Reloaded. We talked about
okay.
that a lot.
And the bus. There was a bus
and the
in
bus.
This movie.
Bus Speed. From Speed.
The bus from Speed's in this movie, but Keanu's not. He cannot get over that fence. That guy looks like Stanley Tucci.
He does. The Tucci is loose.
He's loose in this flick. Here we go. This looks good. Good stunt double. Whoa, he just got hit by that car. Nudged. Oof.
This guy gets obliterated.
Oh, dummy. Oh, wow.
Yep.
That was a good one.
The sound effects,
oh,
especially.
And you're dragging him.
Yep. Still getting dragged.
Brutal.
I mean, in parentheses, panting.
It's moments like that.
Mama said there'd be days like this.
Sort of elevate this stuff. And it proves that they're trying to take it seriously, and then I kind of take it a little more seriously.
Turns out, Chase was not as good as I remembered, but I did remember the guy getting hit brutally by a car, because I remember it being like a hard R, like that's like an intense, like a whack getting dragged by the 4x4.
Look at that Dutch angle.
Again,
I'm surprised.
This woman was raped 6.5 months ago by a stranger.
That she
like,
just
why
like
you...
goes with this dude, takes him by his word, sits in the back seat. But I'm also surprised that the action stuff so far, let's call it that, the car stuff,
yep,
is so well done that the rest of this isn't as well done.
Wait, what car stuff?
Like the scene we just watched,
yep,
running across the highway, the guy before falling
off
the freeway.
Like, you mean like actually having like a mid-range budget versus no money at all?
No, well, I mean being able to pull that stuff off, but then like this isn't working for me. Like, that just felt really flat. Like, this is sort of an action scene and her moment, and it just felt kind of wasted.
Well, it's supposed to be tense, but it just doesn't carry that weight.
Right, right. I'm surprised how uneven it's revealing itself to me.
always there for you, whatever this... Oh, newspaper.
Oh, here we go. Here, he's sneaking in. Oh, man. This is great. I don't know why I love this part so much, but...
About halfway through, I think it was for The Rock. So I think it was like episode 28 or something.
What an idiot. he just walked in.
Uh-huh. I started putting a picture from each episode as my cover photo on Facebook. And so I kind of remember when we get to a shot in the movie when that picture was, like, you know, that frame was my picture. So, like, for Superman, it was, like, the stills of him, like, actually looking good. That's it.
Suspect
it's,
wanted.
It's him on a newspaper holding the newspaper in his hand. So Suspect Wanted. I knew we were getting to it close. In Trespass, it's when he's on that table and he's got the knife stuck in the wood next to him.
Oh, nice. Trespass. The diamonds. Look at him just, like, kind of... He did that thing where he just sort of put, like, two fingers up to the side of his head and looked down as he walked
across. Well, to be fair, there's probably hundreds of employees there. They all don't know anybody, and he's wearing a badge. He's got credentials, so...
It's true, and everyone is doing their job, and they're not really looking at him. I'm just... It's funny. That's all. To me. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just kind of funny. Like, why even do that? Why not just walk through, like, with confidence? Like you said, he has the badge. Like, why try to not look conspicuous? Why not just look inconspicuous?
Really good question. Really good question. I can't stop thinking about how, like, that 2 minutes of muted... Like, I'm going to sound like a crazy person for 2 minutes talking
to
nobody.
We'll see what that's... I mean... You might be able to hear me through you.
You're going to hear it, like, faintly in the background, yeah.
Sorry, that's something we'll have to keep an eye on for the future. Or at least
that's why I keep scrolling to the right. Look, we're still getting the hang of this podcast. Yeah. We've only done like hundreds of these.
Even if this turns out to be like the 10th or 20th one that gets released, this is only like the 4th or 5th one we've recorded, so...
A good book.
You could either, at the end, you could either listen to them in the order they're released, or the order they're recorded. We'll give you your option. You can figure that out somehow. Here we go.
It's a good thing he's a teacher.
She's like, wait a minute. You're not the guy I work across from for the past 15 years. What are you doing there at Joe's seat?
This is wonderful.
He's like, oh, by the way, I've worked here late every night.
Oh, by
the past six years.
I see your face on the cover of today's issue.
The one that I wrote the cover story for. Aren't you that guy that I reported on?
No, if she's the only one in the newsroom, she's not writing cover stories. She's writing, like, obituaries or...
Well, no. Wouldn't she be burning the midnight oil to make sure that, like, it's her fifth draft of what needs to be
not alone.
On press?
Not alone.
Well.
In the midnight hour, she cries right. more.
Here she goes.
Hey, Tony, you know that guy on the cover of today's newspaper? He's here. Should we do something about that?
Wait, whose newspaper? Our newspaper? The one that we work for?
We still publish newspapers? This is actually, this period in time, 2011, is kind of the decline of newspapers, like, really precipitously, like, woo, going downhill, until, apparently now, there's, like, the New York Times is way on the upswing.
Spotlight did that. That's how I feel about it, is, like, Spotlight made newspapers popular again, and, like, now we want good reporting
Spotlight
again.
Spotlight was so good that it made me regret giving up journalism.
Well, you're kind of a journalist in a way. Well, you know, you're applying your skills to podcasting.
But I'm not, like, going around interviewing people and being like, tell me about the kids you diddled.
No, I suppose we don't get that personal with our guests. You never go that far. I feel like the coat check guy, this is why I feel like, you know, the coat check guy should be like a bouncer. Because anyone could just walk in and steal a coat.
Yeah, but nobody has the confidence of a Nicolas Cage.
But look at that guy, the top hat scrawny man that's just standing there. Who's he really going to stop?
Oh, right. His crazy, like, pimped out Hummer, like, blasting rap music. Because he just stole a coat, so.
It's whatever is in the coat, whatever the car is going to be. The slip in the coat.
Oh, Escalade, I'm sorry, not Hummer.
No, close enough, right?
I mean, was racist.
No.
I had a 50-50 shot.
No, I mean, you know. I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger made the Hummer popular, and it's all his fault as to why it became like a marketed. Yeah, I mean, I remember like he started
in a
driving
movie or
it.
In real life.
In real life, like he's like, oh, the Hummer's fantastic. Did I get it from the military? They're wonderful. They gave me one, and all this and all that and everything. And then it's just like it was everywhere.
Then there was the H2. Then the H3.
I don't even know what that is.
The Hummer 2 and the Hummer 3.
I know, but they just look less and less like a Hummer and more like a real car. And then eventually it's just like, we should just stop, because by the Hummer 6, it's just going to be like
the Hummer sedan.
Yeah. Like, eventually it's just...
There's the Superdome. That's where the Saints play.
They don't really...
They didn't use New Orleans as a city.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
sometimes
that's why,
it's
like,
good, sometimes
like,
it's bad, but... This time I don't feel like it's that great. I don't have like a good sense of where I am.
So like, if it wasn't so cheap to shoot in New Orleans, and we didn't know that this was shot in New Orleans,
and
we didn't know,
New Orleans Post, yeah.
Like the beginning of the movie where they're Mardi Gras, it's like so Mardi Gras that it feels like it's not Mardi Gras. It's like,
yeah,
like let's
staged
all
Mardi
be wearing
Gras.
Beads and masks and have a party and like
it's,
really make it seem like it's Mardi Gras, even though we're shooting in Vancouver.
Yeah, are they shooting in Vancouver? In
I don't know.
One?
Let's find out.
I feel like they really shot down there.
I think they did. There's
Nolens.
No reason for them not to.
But you know what? That parade didn't feel as bad as, say, the Pay the Ghost. For some reason, at night, not for some reason. I mean, there is a Halloween parade in New York City, but the one in Pay the Ghost is not the way it works. Like that's how I feel. They go to like Chinatown, and there's like the I don't know. Oh, this is good, too, because this is between the time that the paper gets delivered, right? And then the guy recognizes him after.
Did you know this movie was formerly called The Hungry Rabbit Jumps?
No, they could
not. It was also known as Just Justice. Oh, man, man, oh, man.
You cannot call this movie The Hungry Rabbit Jumps.
It made $12 million in theaters.
Okay, so it was released... $12 million. That's rough. What did this cost?
I gotta look up one thing at a time. Seeking Justice. The featured review on IMDb gives it a 7, which I feel is fine.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, this is higher on the scale.
Filming locations.
In this era.
New Orleans, Louisiana. French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. Superdome, New Orleans, Louisiana. So they filmed down there.
Yeah.
Budget $17 million. Wait, hold on.
No. Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. $17 million. But I think we talked about this. I think I remember being like it was way too much. Opening weekend by country, it made $250,000.
No.
But then gross by country 2 weeks later was $41,000. Maybe that's just for the third weekend. With those numbers, it did not make $12 million. Hold on. Time to go to the third source.
Someone's
Fox
fudging
Office
some
Mojo.
Oh, man.
What is
All right,
this?
So he just broke into the storage unit where there's a boat.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even watching the movie anymore. I'm just looking at my phone.
No, I'm trying to follow along here. I don't know either. Here come the papers.
Oh, that's why. It made $411,000 in the U.S.
Front page color.
$11.9 million worldwide.
Oh,
so this
right.
movie was like big overseas-ish? Not big.
Yeah, well,
like,
Cage has a following. He's a worldwide phenomenon. Not just China, though. I feel like Europe as well. Like, you know, we know in like England, we've been, you know, there's, we know of fans out there. You know, check out the Arsenal episode where we
Ed Jefferson.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't really a fan of ours. He just
no.
He
just... I'm just saying they're Cage fans. I'm not saying our fans. I'm saying there are Cage fans there.
Okay, here we're gonna play a game because this is whatever.
No, I'm watching it.
I know. So when this movie opened in theaters,
okay,
it opened in 26th place in theaters.
Okay.
How many of the movies above it do you think you can name?
Oh, no. Let's not play this live on a commentary.
There are three movies that came out the same week. It opened number 4 of new releases. So this came out March 16th, 2012.
Hmm.
See if you can get 5.
No, there's no way. Just give me the top
there's
5.
There's a Cage movie in there.
Well, it's got to be Drive Angry, right? Because that's
no.
The only one that was out.
Oh, it's the 20, other. It's 12. The other. It's a spiritual prequel to Drive Angry.
Oh, it's a Ghost Rider movie.
Spirit of Vengeance. Mm. That was
feed me
number
some answers.
17.
Jesus.
Number 1 that week was a new release, 21 Jump Street.
Oh no, that's a funny movie, but that's
49 million.
Okay.
Then number 2 is The Lorax, starring Zac Efron.
Oh, look at that, Zac Attack. I never saw Lorax. Did you cover it yet?
Yep, we did it.
Dutch Angles.
Then John Carter.
Then, oh, John Carter of Mars?
No, just John Carter. Let's not be specific about it. Let's not make it so that anybody wants to go see it. Then Project X, but not the Matthew Broderick monkey movie.
Oh, then too bad. Movie. Then don't see it.
And then Act of Valor.
I don't remember Act of Valor. It must have been a war film or something.
Let's see. Are there any other notable...
It sounds like a tough week. This chase sequence is just so boring. Oh, they're playing chicken.
That's why I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, he won that game of chicken. Look at that. Oh. See, all this car... Whoa! That car just got severed. All these stunts and action is good. I feel
that's
like
why
they
it cost
needed
$17
to,
million.
They needed to pump it up. I'm that's why I'm kind of disappointed with like the rest of it. It's too slow now. I thought it was really going to... I mean, He goes out and he's doing lots of stuff and he's out and about and this and that and stuff, but most of it is just like buying drinks for guys and sneaking into the newspaper offices and arguing with his wife over the phone. He's
how many screens is this open on?
Absorb what's happened.
This is on 231 screens, which is kind
nice.
Of a lot.
CD player. Wait, he can watch like videos.
Oh, it's a DVD player.
Oh, built
this,
into his
this
car.
This is like a key plot point.
Well, it's a good thing he has a DVD player built into his car like that.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing he stole a jacket with an Escalade. That's basically.
Yeah. That's crazy. I did not. Oh, Humanity, Reason, Justice, A Hungry Rabbit Jumps. I never picked up on any of this. I must have tuned all this out the first time or just blocked it out because we just were burning through.
Wait, so explain movies. To me, what's your revelation?
What Hungry Rabbit Jumps means.
Which means what?
Oh, man.
Something Justice?
Rewind, yeah, like each word.
Humanity, Reason, Justice?
Yeah. Like Humanity, Hungry,
but that's not what
rabbit,
it stands
reason,
for, just like...
Justice Jumps.
That's stupid.
That's the code.
Is that the name of their organization?
I don't know if that's the name of their organization, but that is why they say the Hungry Rabbit Jumps. H.R.J.
H.R. Giger?
H.R. Giger. There's a good... There was a good Giger documentary on Netflix. I don't know if it's still
I
up
just
there.
Like Matt Gourley as H.R. Giger on Comedy Bang Bang and stuff.
Does he speak German?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He talks in a very heavy accent.
Oh. Because Giger has, like, such a distinct voice, I feel. Like, his house is amazing. Oh, and... so that's... Oh.
That's, there you go. There's a journalist.
Okay, so this is, like... This all happened before the movie started, and then it goes into that car accident where he's pushed off. And then, all the usual suspects. Guy Pierce is following him, too. Oh, scene with his buddy Harold. How can they know each other?
I was going to play H.R. Giger for you, but I realized that's going to sound terrible on a pod. Well, I don't know if it's going to sound terrible, but we'll see how it plays. Let's fast forward this a little bit.
Let's. Pretty close.
They're pretty cool. Wait, I have to finish. Now you have upset me.
Well, he knows Jimmy's in on it.
Everybody's in on it.
I know, but he knows and Jimmy's trying to deny it. Not trying to deny it, I mean. He joined 15 fucking years ago when
Well, you can never get out. Once you get in, you can never get out.
But he's like a well-adjusted teacher. But that's the thing, like, did they plan his wife's rape to get him into this organization?
Oh, that's terrible. I don't know.
Or was that a guy that owed them something and it was like, rape this girl and we'll let you out? It's like, how was that? I'm so confused. Or was it just circumstance, like happenstance? Like,
I think it was happenstance.
They taking advantage of the situation.
Either way, they're preying on unfortunate circumstances, like, ooh, woman just got raped, let's go get the husband.
So horrible. How are they making money off of all this? Because that's why you do things, right? Like, why else are they doing this? Are they making money off of him?
I think it's better to not question it.
But that would be so great if, like, they just rob him blind.
Well, Guy Pearce is just like a trust fund baby. He's still got his moonshining money from Lawless. It's accrued over the years.
All right. He hasn't spent all of his money on his tattoos yet, all over his body. Man, this car is kicking ass.
Hungry up jumps.
Is he being carjacked? Oh, okay. How did you know? Everybody's in on it. Dumb shit. I got a gun too.
This is the next key.
I know, but it's... Why are they using them to target each other if they're... Oh.
But keep in mind, it took Cage 6 months. He's only been, like, in his role for, like, less than a week, probably. And there's already a guy, like, ready to kill him.
Wow. It's wild. But I wouldn't think that they would use people they wanted to kill their old agents. Like, I would feel like they'd use professional killers or kill them themselves. That they only use their agents to kill
I feel like it's sort of like, keep comparing The Sopranos, like Tony doesn't get his hands dirty, but he's not, Paulie's not out killing people.
No.
They have their lower guys. Yeah. So like they can all just sort of like, you know. So like right. if this guy kills Cage and he gets popped, there's no way to link him to...
True. But then again, you get a situation like this where the guy you're trying to kill knows who set you up and can either talk you out of it or overpower you, whereas if it was like, say, you know,
hitman guy,
yeah, the Stanley Tucci, you know, he would do it from a distance with a sniper rifle and just get it over with nice and
perhaps
clean.
Like in an abandoned mall.
Where
we're going to right now,
we're getting there, right? The big showdown, the climax. Is only like 10 minutes left or something.
No, we got like 20 minutes in this movie.
No way.
Yep.
We talked about three minutes. We watch all the credits too.
We gotta watch all the credits. We gotta find more hidden scenes. Did you know that in the original Matrix credits, I was reading this as we watched Reloaded this morning.
Okay.
There is apparently a password steak, STEAK, like the food steak.
Right. That cipher
that
eats.
Unlocks something, but like it's in the credits that it was used in. I think either Enter the Matrix or some like alternate reality game. That unlocked something else. Like, it was just, like, this very complicated, convoluted whatever.
When I watched Reloaded this week, I just let the credits run to listen to, like, the new music, and I was doing stuff, and I forgot that they had the teaser trailer for the next movie at the end of that.
This is a cool fact. I'm going to bring this up back on the podcast. They originally wanted to release those movies within a matter of weeks of each other, months.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know if it's a studio or whatever... Also, very
it's
interesting.
Probably like distributors too. They would just want to space that shit out more and drain it for all it's worth.
Yeah. Also interesting. The Wachowskis were apparently approached to direct Batman Begins and turned it down to do the Reloaded and Revolutions.
Wow, that long ago.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot imagine. They let them do Batman now with Affleck. Give them the new Batman.
I hope they're not fighting, because one of them left Sensi.
I don't know. They're going through...
They're living more life than the rest of us.
Yeah, I don't know how they're producing so much work. There we go.
She back. But she's only back now to be abducted, right?
I don't know, but she's pretty.
So on Dexter, she plays Dexter's sister, and then in real life, she married Michael C. Hall.
There you go.
That's creepy.
What's so creepy about that?
That's not creepy. But then they got divorced while the show was still going on. So then there were like these really like intimate scenes at the end.
That's difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's... yeah. It's always tough because it affects the show.
But it was fine.
Whatever way. I don't remember this monster truck.
This is at the Superdome. So this is why they're filming at the Superdome. This was like this whole thing. And they're like, yeah, just come next door to the mall.
Oh, so this is Cage doing his scavenger hunt stuff thing now on Guy Pearce. So he just wanted to watch him squirm for a while.
Buy popcorn. Give this kid a cotton candy.
Man, now I'm hungry. Popcorn, cotton candy, all that stuff. Purple. There you go. Cage's favorite color.
Cage's driving the monster truck.
Ghost Rider's jumping
it. Whoa, Major
Ear. It'd be funny to see if he was watching a Ghost Rider show, like a Johnny Blaze stunt spectacular.
Or like a Ryan Gosling in Place Beyond the Pines racing the motorcycle.
I saw a guy do that once at the actual circus.
That's crazy.
The Ringling Brothers Circus when I was a little kid, when it was still legal.
R.I.P. Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
Just
shout out to all those animals. They should just do the stunt stuff. I mean, there's plenty of things to do with just clowns and acrobats and guys on motorcycles. You don't need animals at a circus, per se.
Is that why they closed down?
I think
so. Animal rights
are
just no
money.
Because
all the animal stuff. No one wanted to see that. I don't want to see that these days, per se. I mean, it also...
Or because
I feel
our
like
country's
it started
a free
with the
circus.
Well, that too. There's enough. But I feel like the elephants, once they had to let all the elephants go, then that was the beginning of the end.
Cage sneaking up on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, actually.
Now you know what it's like.
Yeah. I guess there's no one for Guy... There's no one in Guy Pearce's life for Cage to sort of get a hold of and blackmail him with. Yep, we gotta put those glasses back on.
Did they just tell everybody... that they're pedophiles?
That they're child pornographers. And child pornography, like, that is some, like, 8mm, that guy, that...
Max California? The
exactly.
Machine?
Exactly. Like, we go into some, we see some real pornographers in that. And speaking of Tony, isn't Tony Soprano in that? Yeah.
Is he in 8mm?
Yeah, isn't he the guy that, they go out to the shack and...
I don't remember.
Anyway, we'll get there, but...
There's a lot of crazy in that movie. I don't remember.
My point is, this dude did not look like a child pornographer.
But that's exactly the look a child pornographer would have.
I suppose. Yeah.
To blend in.
But you're right. I mean, they could have just said that he was, like, you know, a dangerous man in another way, and... It does seem like their go-to excuse. Like,
this is also a movie that uses rape as a plot device. So, like, going to child pornographer as, like, this guy's a bad guy is, like, you know, not too much of a stretch.
This looks like a mall post-Dawn of the Dead zombie outbreak, like, after the mall's been cleared out.
Or just a mall post-Katrina.
Well, I know that's what it actually is. I'm just trying to make light of it. It's also great how convenient all the people here, you know... Or is it's like everybody he needs to kill decided to show up in one convenient place. There's the mention of his sister.
Oh, right. Jennifer Carpenter's not his sister.
No. His no.
They could have very easily. That's what that
we
well,
were
that's
saying.
What we were saying.
She should
yes.
have been his sister.
Mm-hmm. I remember now because that's what you were saying before that we see his sister and knowing a sister on the phone in this one. I forgot, like, at the billiards, yeah, I called my sister, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like he, aside from the brothers in Trapped in Paradise. I feel like there's one or two other instances, but it's just kind of crazy how he doesn't have siblings.
Even the ones that we've recorded since then, that I forgot it was like a thing, right? Like,
mm-hmm. It just emerged as a thing.
What's all these Dutch angles? Everything's askew.
Because everyone's thinking askew. No one's thinking straight.
I was laughing that if Jared Leto shot a movie, this is how he would shoot it. 100% Dutch angles.
Because it's
all
twisted.
Oh!
Wow.
Harold Perrineau. I forgot about that.
This is good action stuff. They go on the slide. Oh, they break through some glass. People are getting shot. Some squibs. Throwing around some
F-bombs.
This movie
still lost money, but like, it kind of came close. I mean, this couldn't have been marketed.
No, that's the problem, is there's no way to market this movie.
You could definitely cut together a cool trailer of this, though.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got iced hard.
This movie does, like, ramp up the violence. I remember talking about that. I remember thinking about, like, for the most part, like, it's kind of tame.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just, like, gory, gory stuff.
Yeah, it gets explosive. And I wish there was more of that. I wish there was more energy into it. I didn't remember it being so slow.
Because with the language that they use and the violence in some scenes, and I think we even talked about this in the podcast, they know that they were going for an R. So, like, why not go for an R the entire time?
Yeah, you're going for it anyway. Push it all the way. Like they're doing here at the end, you know? I really feel like all this stuff is working. All the chase stuff, she just got smashed into glass.
They're just sticking GoPros by all glass and breaking all that glass. Like,
I know, but the energy is working and the scene is working, and I'm feeling what they want me to feel here.
Like, I know that you want to do this. Just, like,
look at him. He's
pushing
going
through.
Nuts. He's going to beat that guy to death, which is a Cage thing, you know, beating someone with his bare hands. Got wild at heart. He opens the movie beating some guy to death with his bare hands. Here we go.
Sailor
down the
Wrestling.
Escalator. That's got to hurt. I mean, like, if it actually happened to you, those escalator steps hurt. You're not just going to stand up and just grab your gun.
Such heavy breathing.
There we go. She's been to the
gun
range.
It's a good thing that we saw. That's like, you know.
Yeah, there's that
Chekhov's shooting range.
That one scene of her at the range, and she's not a good shot, but
like,
she's been there a few times.
Angle your stance like this. Now you can shoot a gun.
We haven't seen it, but between scenes, she's been going to the range and practicing.
She had 6 months to learn, I guess. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she...
Yeah. No, she got the gun after she healed.
That's true.
So she's had, like,
a week to
6 days. Well, he's in on it, too. He's the reporter, right? But he lets them go. He's
the reporter,
like,
is he a cop?
No, he was a reporter, right? Because he is the cop. I thought he was the guy at the... You're right. He's the cop.
But he is the guy who was in on it. It's the guy. This is the cop who let him go.
He's like the more of the mastermind, I feel. Like, he's even deeper than the other guy.
That's awful generous of you, mister.
I guess they wanted those two guys out of the way, too. See?
Well, I think they were getting a little bit too big for their britches. Like,
right, now this guy can be in charge. Or regain more control. Like, why Cage is like, why would I want to join you guys? Like, what the... How do you even make money?
You're so wrapped up on the money.
Well, I mean, at least I get with, like, Project Mayhem, they sell soap, you know? And they do other stuff. They work day jobs and whatever. I mean, they're more of a cult, I guess. They all live together so they can pool the resources, but it just seems like these guys, they're a network, they need funding, they've got all the black trucks, they've got the gear, they've got, you know, all the video camera stuff. Where's the funding coming from?
I feel like they're all just like private, like black ops, you know, Blackwater.
Maybe if there was just like, we'd learn that there was a senator in charge.
Oh, I love this too. Same mugshot from the newspaper. Will Gerard, innocent. Area man found not guilty of accidentally killing a guy.
Even though Marsh was also innocent of what he was thought to be guilty of, he still died.
It turns out that the guy that he killed was also innocent.
So,
wait a minute.
Unfortunately, an innocent guy still died. Go Nolan's post. Oh, see, I knew that one of the reporters was in on it. See?
Oh, right.
It doesn't help that he looks just like the cop. No, you know, no offense, bald white guys, but y'all look alike.
This guy from the bar, I think, right?
Yep.
By the way, the Hungry Rabbit jumps. Wink. Credits roll.
Be great if at the very end of the credits. There
what?
It is. Hey, what are you? Where are we? Canada?
No, this was shot in New Orleans, not Vancouver.
Who dat? Look how he leaned, like, turned around, like.
I do want to point out that, like, I take a lot of shit. Not really. I sort of bring it on myself. That, like, for instance, in The Gift, which we just released today as you're listening to this, I talk about how I think that Cate Blanchett looks like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh,
because I just confuse people with hair.
Okay.
And you're the one here saying, like, all... Oh, yeah, Hodge, in parentheses, rapist, was played by Alex Van.
All bald guys look
all
alike?
White, all bald white guys look the same, which, yeah, for the most part, but, like...
Not just white bald guys. I mean, all bald guys, yeah. Period.
Rabbit number two, J. Omar Castro.
Oh, man, the rabbits. That would have been cool if they were called the rabbits. But the dead rabbits.
It's a lot of stunt people.
No, I hear you. I should not, lump them all together there. I do wish
these
like
credits are going so slowly.
I know. Well, they're stretching it out for like 10 minutes, 4 minutes, and I hope at the end there's like a rabbit, like they just cut to a rabbit. It doesn't even have to jump. This music isn't helping either. It's like.
Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump.
Just, you're like... It's it kind of like Night in the City score, just background.
Mr. Cage's hairstyling and makeup.
You'd think Ilona that this... Herman. There wasn't any, like, song... Like, you'd think there'd be, like, a song for the closing credits with lyrics or something. But this movie doesn't have any songs like that in it. There's no, like, popular music in it.
Do you watch the show Love on Netflix with Paul Rudd and Julian Jacobs?
I have not gotten to that.
So, what they do, what their group of friends in the show does, is they get together and they come up with theme songs and closing themes for movies that don't have lyrics.
Okay.
So, like, Carlito's Way. Like, they have a song for Carlito's Way. So, like, they just need to get together and come up with a closing theme.
That's exactly what I'm
for
talking.
Seeking Justice.
Yep. That's what I mean.
Love Season 2, I think, is coming to Netflix sometime this month, or maybe March, so it's very good.
Prop makers, painters.
It's very good, especially because it co-stars, or, you know, one of the supporting people is Claudia O'Doherty, a.k.a. you might know her as the contest winner extraordinaire on the podcast, who always wins contests so that her mother can get her out of the house and get her out of Australia.
Yeah.
I'm here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Plus, now that our country's at war with Australia, maybe we can't see her anymore.
I'm glad she's still alive. On the last episode I heard her on, she only had like a few minutes left to live.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, she might. Her character might be dead, but you know, she's the best. She was also in. She's been in a lot of things. Was she in Ghostbusters? I think she might have been in Ghostbusters.
Who would she be in? That?
Answer the Call.
No clue.
Was there like a bachelorette party in that?
I don't think so.
Hold
they
on.
Go to a concert.
Claudia. Oh, no, she was in Trainwreck. That's what it was.
Trainwreck. Oh, okay.
Because there's that.
Barely remember.
There's like that baby shower or something.
Going on in there. All right. Oh, man. These credits are just putting me to sleep. I wish there was more going on. It's just so. The music has turned into a spa now.
I like that we just watched like an hour 41 of a B movie, basically, and we're like, can't wait for these 3 minutes of credits to be over.
Well, I guess you don't really have to jazz up the credits, but if the point of them is to watch them, you want to do something to them. I mean, you don't have to go, speaking of Ghostbusters Answer the Call, you don't have to go that far. I mean, the credits are out of control in that movie, but you gotta, maybe do something. It's very traditional. It's the one thing I feel about movies that it's like no touchy, don't want to change this. Like, end credits are just supposed to be boring and
Well,
lists.
what's weird is if you think about what credits used to be, like I just watched Bedtime for Bonzo from
There used
Monkey
to be
Club,
barely any
all the
art.
credits were up front,
Yeah,
and then it just,
it
like,
ended.
when, like, the movie ends, the movie ends.
A lot of stuff up until the 80s was still like that.
Compare that to, for instance, Matrix Reloaded, which he keeps bringing up. That movie's 2 hours and 18 minutes long. The credits start at 2:07. Like,
Oh my
there's like
God, that's
11
a
minutes. There's 1,900 something people in the
Yeah, I
credits.
think something like Roger Rabbit has like a 10-minute credit sequence, and that was a record for the time. There we
Makes
go.
sense.
The end.
And that was Seeking Justice. So come
Okay.
back next time. I know the next ones that we're recording, but I don't know what the next one we're releasing is, so come back whenever. I mean, this is not the first one we're releasing, so whatever the cadence, whatever the timing is of these releases,
Yeah.
come back for the next one.
Well, thank you.
Bye.